Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Movie Geeks United Slam Dance Film Festival spotlight on 100 Warnings. Set in a world upended by a complete breakdown of society, two couples hide out in a lakeside cabin hoping to survive the crisis. Poorly equipped to cope in a world without technology and saddled with completely conflicting worldviews, everything begins to disintegrate. Finally, each of them faces a critical decision they never thought they'd have to make. This is the premise to 100 Warnings. The film screens on Wednesday, January 27th. Set and shot in Ireland, 100 Warnings comes from first-time feature film director Conor Horgan, who was nice enough to join us and discuss the origins of the project and the journey to realizing his vision on screen. Your premiere screening has begun.
It has indeed. I just introduced it here in Sundance in Park City.
Wow. What's the crowd seem like there?
Well, it's absolutely jam-packed. There are people sitting on the floor. We are completely sold out. So far, they seem to be really enjoying the movie.
Oh, that's exciting. What do you look forward to most from the festival experience?
Well, I think that this particular festival is a wonderful showcase for the film. You know, it is... In a sense, it is quite a challenging film. It's a film that's, you know, we made and that would hopefully ask some kind of, often some quite difficult questions. And to have that kind of a film showcased in a festival such as this in Park City right now, where there are only 10 other narrative features from a huge amount of films that were submitted for competition, it means a huge amount to us. And, you know, I think this will be the launching pad for the film, you know, across North America and beyond.
Is there as you've observed, is there a special personality to Slam Dance that's unique to this particular festival?
I think so. I mean, there's just this incredible level of enthusiasm, and it seems that the proportion of other filmmakers in the audience is higher than pretty much any other festival I've been to. There's just, you know, everybody here has a film, so everybody's going to see everybody else's film, and you know, there's a great atmosphere.
Now, tell me about the project, 100 Warnings.
Sure.
What was the genesis of this for you?
Well, this is really, it's a film, you know, about a couple of people hiding out. It's two couples hiding out in a holiday house. It was filmed up in the Dublin Mountains outside Dublin. And really, you know, what has already happened when the film begins is a breakdown in society. And the film is kind of, I mean, one of the shorthands that I had for the film when I was explaining to people, it's Ireland 10 weeks after the lights have gone out. So it's really on the cusp. It says things are changing. And, you know, it's how people react, how people change, and just really, you know, how their worldview and indeed their morality changes as things continue to kind of slide away from the society that we now have and into what may follow.
Well, it seems interesting in reading the synopsis of the film and mirroring that with where we are as a society and a world today. Do you sense some breakdown of society in some way that this movie reflects?
Well, I mean, you know, somebody asked me yesterday, like, what was the genesis of the film, or, you know, where did it come from? And you know, really, I was thinking, you know, if you're not thinking about these things, you're really just not paying enough attention. You know, I think that there is a lot of evidence to say that, you know, the way that we're currently living is not sustainable, and there doesn't seem to be a huge amount of evidence on the other side saying that we can just kind of carry on the way we're going and that things will be fine. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, these are the kind of things that were going through my mind when I originally made the film, and it's, you know, I didn't want to use that kind of setting as, you know, a kind of a world and then put a conventional film into it. I wanted to actually really set out to make as realistic a portrait of what that world might actually really be like. And that's really what we set out to do. And I think a lot of people, when they see the film, do ask themselves, you know, well, how would I get on in this world and what kind of choices would I make?
As a screenwriter who's also directing your own material, obviously, with this, as you're directing it and as you're watching the actors give life to it, how does that vision grow from what you have on the page? What surprised you about seeing this come to life?
So many things, because I set out originally to write a screenplay with as little dialogue as possible. I wanted so much of the communication between the characters and the exposition of the story to happen visually. Sorry, excuse me one second. Sorry, I think it's the mountain air. We're like, you know, nearly 7,000 feet up, and I come from a sea level town, so I'm still adjusting to it.
Right.
But, you know, we set out to have as little dialogue as possible, and, you know, the actors really kind of committed to that and committed to trying to bring the page to life as much as possible. I worked with Susie Lavelle, who's this incredibly talented cinematographer. It was her first feature as well. It's my first feature. In fact, as many people, most of the heads of department on this film, including Katie, the producer, it was all of our first feature, and everybody stepped up, you know, over and beyond the call of duty to make the best film that we could. And I sat down with Susie, the DP, and we spent about 2 weeks on the set beforehand on the location. We storyboarded every single scene. We looked at every single angle. But then when we actually came to shoot it, we wanted to give it, again, the realism was really important. I wanted to look and see what was actually happening in front of my eyes and feel surprised by that and feel moved by that. And that's what the actors brought, you know. And our style of shooting was that we did a lot of scenes in one take, with no coverage, with no kind of different angles. We would set it up, we'd rehearse it on the set, we'd block it out, and, you know, it was the kind of thing I would be looking at this and I'd know, you know, this works. Either the entire scene is going into the movie or it won't at all, but in so many cases, it just works an absolute treat, and it, I think it contributes to the sense of realism in the film.
So that the lack of coverage, as you say, it was a creative consideration, or was it a question of time, or what?
I think it was more creative than a question of time, because I think if we'd had more time and more money, it was a very interesting way to work, because the actors weren't kind of holding something back for their close-ups. You know, everybody was fully on all the time, because any one of those takes could have been the entire scene. And indeed, that's how it worked out in the finished film. We didn't do everything like that, but we did, you know, quite a number of them. And not to have a cutty film, not to have something where we're kind of bouncing around the place a lot, as I said, it contributes just to the sense of realism and also to the energy that the actors are bringing to each scene.
Yeah. And so this, you've directed short projects before. This is your first feature, as you mentioned. What was the biggest learning curve for you as a first-time feature director?
That's quite a question. I mean, you know, there have been so many things I've learned. I suppose, you know, to be free enough I came up with a script that I liked and other people liked, and to be free enough to move on from that again, you know, and see if something wasn't working on the day, to just abandon it, and if something even better came along the day, to embrace it, you know. So that kind of sense of openness that I don't think I had when I first started working as a director, where I was kind of very wedded to my original vision in, you know, maybe a slightly rigid kind of way, you know, out of inexperience or whatever, but just really kind of looking at what was happening in front of me and just, you know, working with that rather than, you know, because it was often better than how I could have even visualized it previously.
And you shot this in Ireland, which I would imagine that's where you're from.
Yeah, I'm from Dublin, and we shot up in the mountains, just the Dublin mountains just south from there.
Tell me about the independent film environment in Ireland. Is there a community that you can sense there?
there is a great community, and it's kind of getting better all the time. And we have some government support from the Arts Council and the Irish Film Board. And indeed, this film was part of a scheme that the Irish Film Board promoted a couple of years ago, where they got maybe 160 of us, all filmmakers, producers, directors, and writers, all into a room and kind of gave us seminars and workshops, and, you know, ultimately with the outcome to be a competitive script award. So I think from the 160 people, you know, alliances and partnerships formed, there were 48 scripts that were brought in, and ours was one of them. Then that was brought down to you know, a short list of 10, and then three of them got funded, and three of them got made. But, you know, despite out of that particular scheme, only three getting made, a lot of the other ones in the shortlist also got made, and a lot of connections were made. So in a way, we're kind of, I think, you know, it's quite an exciting time in Ireland, because there's just a sense of kind of community and collaboration amongst the film community that, especially people like me who are just making their first feature at the moment, that wasn't really there a number of years ago when everybody felt maybe just a little bit more competitive in some ways.
Yeah, and when you're shooting this particular material there, is there something about the environment there and where you're shooting that lends itself particularly well to this theme that you're exploring?
Well, this is a modern Western European society that, you know, just after it's broken down and after all of the things that we're used to have gone. So, you know, we're in one house and we're up in the mountains, and I felt that I was being very clever in just writing the one house and having the four characters in it. But then, of course, once you start looking at it, it needs to be an incredibly hard-working location. It couldn't be near streetlights. It couldn't be near a busy road. It couldn't even be near the sound of livestock, you know. So we found this amazing kind of wooden cabin on the shores of an incredibly beautiful lake right in the middle of the Dublin Mountains. And the other great thing about it was it ends up, you know, for all of us, especially the actors, it felt like we were in the movie. It felt like we were in the world of the movie. You know, we all stayed
isolated,
up there.
Isolated, yeah, yeah.
Very isolated. And, you know, so there wasn't really that much of a sense of like, okay, we've wrapped and now we go off to some, you know, cafe downtown. We've wrapped and now we go to a little bed and breakfast up on the hill, and then tomorrow morning we come down. And, you know, you didn't really leave the film in between times, which I think added to the sense of realism in it.
Yeah, absolutely. And while you're shooting it, you've lived with it for so long and as a writer, mm-hmm. and you're shooting it, can you sense that it's working, or do you not know for sure until you're in the cutting room putting it all together?
I think most of the time I have a sense that it's working. Some of the time, I mean, you know, things get, I think it's the same for everybody pretty much on every set. There's certain things that you think, well, that feels like it hopefully will work if I marry it with that other thing. And I can come into that, you know, maybe I'll come into the scene at a different point from the one that I originally intended. But no, you don't know until you look at it in the editor editing room. Sometimes you're just, you know, you're on the run so much to get the material shot that you're just kind of hoping that, you know, it is as good as it feels, and the proof of the pudding is in the edit.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're showing it now. It's screening as we speak. What do you hope from will come from this whole festival experience?
Well, we've had a lot of interest in the film as a result of screening here in Slamdance. A lot of other festivals in North America and elsewhere are very keen to see the film and to show the film. And so, you know, I think this is the start of its worldwide festival life. You know, there are a lot of other people here from other parts of the film industry, and, you know, we would obviously like to get the film out for as many people to see it as possible. So we'll be doing everything we can to do that.